From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is back in the capital, Juba, and took the oath of office as the country's first vice president. After the swearing-in Tuesday, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar would immediately proceed to form the transitional government of national unity called for in last year's peace agreement. And he apologized to the South Sudanese people.
You have been patient throughout the duration of this crisis. Though the road ahead will still continue to have challenges, but we are committed and determined to move our country forward.
Machar promised to cooperate with President Kiir. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed the developments and said it's time to move on.
South Sudan's leaders now need to complete formation of the transitional government, fully respect the permanent ceasefire agreement, facilitate humanitarian access to all areas of the country, and begin implementing the reform agenda of the peace agreement.
It is hoped Machar's return will end 30 months of conflict, which has left tens of thousands dead and displaced millions. New York businessman Donald Trump Tuesday swept all five states holding Republican Party primary elections, solidifying his front-runner status for the presidential nomination. Trump won in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island.
I just want to thank everybody. This is a far bigger win than we even expected, all five. And that's something And not only is it all five, it's all five, whether it's 60 or just about 60, and even I see one up there at 66 and 67.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won four of five states. Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders won Rhode Island. Clinton maintains her front-runner status. This is VOA News.